AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's first moves after taking office are facing criticism from Republicans after calls for national unity. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Newly installed Senate Chief Chuck Schumer says the nation's opened a new chapter.
Our new president and this new Senate commenced the work of rebuilding our country.
The president yesterday signing orders reversing Trump action on immigration, climate change, and the XL pipeline, among other things. In the Senate,
it took several big steps in the wrong direction.
And the House.
These are the wrong priorities at the wrong time.
GOP leaders Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy say the Biden administration apparently decided its first priority was to hurt American workers. Both say Democrats do not have a sweeping mandate for liberal change, even with control of both chambers and the White House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden will be talking today about his coronavirus strategy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she learned the Trump administration had no vaccine strategy.
Just another in a series of their terrible, ineffective approach to it.
The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, says vaccine supply is low.
Demand in D.C. is very high. We know, too, from our sister cities around the country that they, too, are experiencing high demand for the vaccine and scarcity of vaccine.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has confidence in FBI Director Chris Wray and plans to keep him in the job. Former President Donald Trump's financial disclosure report as he left office shows his family business has been ravaged by the pandemic, by shutdowns and restrictions, with revenue plunging more than 40%. This is AP News. President Biden has the first member of his cabinet.
Hours after President Biden took office, the Senate confirmed his first cabinet member.
On this vote, the yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The nomination is confirmed.
Former Deputy CIA Director Avril Haines is the President's Director of National Intelligence, overseeing her former agency, as well as the rest of the nation's intelligence community. Her nomination had been blocked by Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is holding up Homeland Security nominee Alejandro Mayorkas's nomination over Biden's immigration plans. Jennifer King, Washington.
Facebook is passing the buck for its indefinite suspension of former President Donald Trump to a quasi-independent oversight board, setting up a major test. The social media giant says it believes it made the right decision to suspend Trump after he incited his supporters to storm the Capitol. Facebook's panel is intended to rule on thorny content issues, such as when posts constitute hate speech. Ed Donahue, AP News.